Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. And now Marcia Pilgrim continues the story of Office Wife.
Harry Palmer's gone from the Bendigo Company. We had him thrown out the day before yesterday. And I hope I never see or hear of him again. I haven't been near Jeff since that night in his flat. Night I tried to tell him how I felt and what I'd like to do to make up for being such a horrible fool. If he still wants to marry Stella when our divorce is through, I'm not going to get in his way. That's the least I can do. But just the same, I've still 6 months to do my damnedest to make him change his mind. And this time it's going to be different. Mr. Fleming's been looking after the office till we get things straightened out. And in the meantime, I've certain plans. All cut and dry.
Good morning, Marcia. Sit down. I'm afraid we've some rather bad news for you.
Oh, these days, bad news is about all I expect.
Marcia, the firm's in a terrible state. Palmer's left affairs in an appalling muddle, and how we're going to straighten them out, I don't know.
Is it as bad as that?
Worse. First of all, there are sums of money we can't account for. Oh, not very big ones, but big enough.
You mean Palmer was robbing us all the time?
That I can't say. He's clever as a fox. And if he got away with much, we'll just have to cut our losses. But there's something much more serious than that.
Well, please tell me. Let's hear the worst and get it over.
A firm such as your Uncle Tressida built up gets its business largely on trust and goodwill. Our business depends first and foremost on integrity. And with Palmer in charge, clients lost faith in Tressida, Bendigo and Company.
Well, how badly off are we?
The firm's been losing heavily for months, and we've lost account after account.
Oh, good Lord, Mr. Fleming, this doesn't sound too good.
It amounts to this, my dear. Unless we get a strong hand at the helm pretty soon, we'll have to begin cutting down on our staff. And after that, well, it's not outside the bounds of possibility that Tressida, Bendigo and Company may have to close down altogether.
Oh, Mr. Fleming, surely not. What are we going to do?
I've told you, get a good, strong hand at the helm again.
Oh, but I more or less took it for granted that you'd pick up the reins.
Oh, I'm sorry, my dear. I'm too old. I've slowed down since my retirement. I'm used to playing a little golf and pottering in my garden. You need a new man. A young man who knows the trade through and through. And above all, a man people will trust.
Jeff?
Could you get him back here, Marcia, if you tried hard?
I don't know. But I'm going to try.
Binny Puller won't want to let him go.
I know that.
Stella Bronston won't want to let him go either.
I know that, too.
Well, good luck. I'll stay here for another week or so and do the best I can, but take a word of advice.
Oh, if only I had before.
Take it now. Marcia, when you approach Jeff, don't take no for an answer. Now, what have I told you?
Don't take no for an answer. And I won't.
The answer, Marcia, is no.
Even when I need you as desperately as I do now?
It doesn't make a scrap of difference.
Oh, you can be hard too, Jeff.
Marcia, pet, I'm not being hard. Benny Puller, more or less, took me in off the streets and handed me 2,000 a year as well. How the devil can I turn around and walk out of him the minute you crook your little finger? Be reasonable.
I just thought you might.
And I'm going to tell you straight, at the risk of hurting your feelings, it'd be a pretty rotten trick to pull on Stella, too.
Oh, I suppose I asked for it anyway. Jeff, who counts most? Benny Puller or Stella?
It's about 50-50.
Oh. All right, I've lost. You didn't mind me asking, did you?
Of course not. And if it's any comfort to you, I feel a heel turning you down.
Same old, Jeff. Shall I tell you something?
By all means.
Something personal?
Oh, now, sir, please.
Jeff, don't. I've never stopped loving you.
It's a fine time to say so.
Why not? I'm a different person, Jeff. And a nicer one, I think.
You know, I think so, too.
Look, where are you going now?
Nowhere in particular.
Well, get hold of Stella and I'll buy the pair of you a drink.
What? Stella?
You heard me, darling. I heard about 1,000 apologies, too.
Well, blow me down. You have changed.
Come along, get a move on. You'd better let me buy you a noggin while I still have a fiver in my bag. The way things are going, I'll be broke any day.
Now, I know you think I'm a bit of a fuddy-duddy, Benny, but I keep my ear to the ground just the same.
What's on your mind?
Harry Palmer managed to run Bendigo's down to practically nothing.
You're not telling me a thing, Percy.
I happen to know you're not completely satisfied with the people you've got handling your account. If you gave us your business again, it might just pull Bendigo through.
Oh, for crying out loud. Who am I to go about reviving other people's businesses?
Oh, dear me. I don't consider I'm asking you a favor. It'd be to your own advantage.
I'm not so sure. You've not one keen top executive in the place, yourself excepted. And you wouldn't call yourself young, would you, Percy?
I won't be there long. I want to get back to my garden.
Well, who's going to run my account? That's what I have to consider. Who's going to be at the top?
Marcia's after Jeff Pilgrim.
What?
You'd let Pilgrim handle your affairs, wouldn't you?
What's the matter with you, Percy Fleming? Jeff Pilgrim's already working for me. And if I know that fellow, he'd turn Marcia down flat.
I think he'd turn her down flat, too.
Then for Pete's sake, what are we both sitting here talking about?
I said it would be to your advantage to turn your account over to Bendigo's, and I didn't only mean as a matter of business.
I don't get you.
For, shall we say, personal reasons, you'd like to see Jeff and Marcia together again, wouldn't you? Reasons concerning Miss Bronson?
You do keep your ear to the ground.
And what better way of getting them together can you think of than Jeff taking over Bendigo's for her?
But how can he? He's working for me, and he's loyal enough to stay working for me.
Benny, what if you gave him the sack?
By jingo. By jingo, Percy, you're no fuddy-duddy. Why didn't I think of that?
You might be kind enough not to mention this visit. Can I count on you?
Count on me? Percy Fleming, you can count on me for a box of cigars, and if you ever want a job...
Why, thank you, Benny. Good gracious me, it seems I can still show you a smooth operator's trick or two. Wait till I tell Mrs. Fleming about this.
So here's your health, Stella. And try not to hold any grudges. I can hold a grudge, but not over dry martinis. Listen, Marcia, you're not even the same person.
That's what I told her.
There were times when I didn't exactly wish you well, but I'd never wish Harry Palmer on you. In all sincerity, I'm glad you've seen through the hound.
Let's not talk about him.
What are you going to do with yourself? You don't mind my asking, do you? Well, I really don't know. Bendigo's is running downhill, and I couldn't possibly run it myself. If things don't look up, I'd better sell the firm and live on my income.
With a parrot, two cats, and an aspidistra. Well, you won't actually be broke, will you?
It's a possibility. Percy Fleming said today we've been losing money hand over fist.
Oh, what a rotten shame.
It's my own fault. Don't you think, Jeff? I put Palmer in charge, so I've only myself to thank. Oh, look, let's not be morbid. I bought some new things today.
How do I look, Jeff, darling?
Something like Linda Darnell.
I wish I did. Charlie, be a good man.
Hey, still, it's my turn.
No, Charlie, fear it's not. I said I was buying you and Stella drinks, and so I am.
Don't talk nonsense. Here, Charlie, take it out of this.
Oh, thank you, Mr.
Hello, look who's over there. Titus Green. You two excuse me, Jeff. I must see you.
No, don't be long.
You know, you do look kind of fetching today.
Thanks. That goes for you too, Stella.
Marcia, darling.
Yes?
It won't work.
What won't work?
You're mad with the charm. And this idea of us all being matey and holding hands isn't fooling me. Now, have some decency, Marcia.
I wish I knew what you were driving at.
You're letting your divorce go through because you know you have to. But you're flat out after Jeff just the same. Well, take it from me, Marcia. You're wasting your time.
Maybe I am. But I can try, can't I? I've got so many things to remind Jeff about.
So have I. Starting from the day he was arrested. I'll cut your losses and call it a day.
Not for a while, if you don't mind. I've one advantage you can't match, Stella.
What's that?
Jeff is still my husband.
Yes, he is. And now that she's turned on Palmer, that takes the best card out of my hand. Angela Tennant's diary. Oh, but why should I worry? The person I can rely on is Jeff himself. He's promised to marry me, and he will. I only know one thing. He's not going back to his wife.
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.